From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. This past summer marked the 10th anniversary of a new chapter in the AIDS pandemic.
Today, the Food and Drug Administration approved a pill that can prevent HIV. It's the first medication to do that. Studies show the pill can drastically reduce the risk of infection, but the FDA stresses that people have to take it faithfully every day and keep practicing safe sex.
It's been on the market for some time, but now for the first time, it's been approved as what's being called a prevention drug. How significant is this?
Well, it's significant because this is the first time that we have an approved drug by the FDA for the prevention of HIV infection. We have approximately 30 drugs that have been approved for the treatment of HIV infection. But this adds now to that comprehensive toolkit, as we call it, of multiple different ways to prevent HIV infection.
That, of course, was Dr. Anthony Fauci and Wolf Blitzer on CNN and Audie Cornish from NPR, both in July 2012. They were talking about a drug that goes by the brand name Truvada, but is more commonly referred to in the bigger category of medicines known as pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. But as with any treatment or preventative for something like HIV and AIDS, it can only be effective if it's widely implemented. So after 10 years, is PrEP getting to the people who would most benefit from it? And how is Illinois doing generally in the fight against HIV and AIDS? Data from the online mapping tool AIDSView provides some answers to the first question. It shows, state by state, how many people have been on PrEP over the past decade and which parts of the population have access to it. For example, in Illinois, people who are Black made up about half the new cases of HIV here. But as of last year, among the more than 18,000 Illinoisans who were on PrEP, just 1 in 8 was Black. We talked about this back in August with Dr. Patrick Sullivan, a physician and the principal scientist of AIDSView. As part of this conversation on how Illinois is doing on HIV prevention and care, we were also joined by Jeffrey Erdman, the Associate Executive Director of the Illinois Public Health Association in Springfield. Also with us was John Peller, the President and CEO of AIDS Foundation Chicago. And finally, Erica Cravens Newingham is Assistant Chief of the Illinois Department of Public Health's HIV and AIDS section. Because we're replaying this conversation, we're not taking calls, but we still welcome your comments. Send a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. You can call anytime, day or night, or just write us an email. talk@21stshow.org is our address. That's talk@21stshow.org. Okay, here now is our conversation on the 10th anniversary of PrEP. Jeffrey, I'm going to begin with you. Where are we, broadly speaking, in the fight against the HIV epidemic in Illinois?
So that's a great question. And the good news is we're making tremendous progress in the fight against HIV in Illinois. In fact, we have a plan to get to zero Illinois HIV cases by 2030. And the AIDS Foundation of Chicago, the Illinois Department of Public Health, the Illinois Public Health Association, all of us are partnering with many organizations across the state on this plan. And the key pillars of the plan really are to increase the number of individuals who are living with HIV who are virally suppressed by 20%, because we know that if folks are virally suppressed, that they cannot transmit HIV to their partner. So that's a huge victory in the fight against HIV. And then the other pillar is to increase by 20% the folks who are HIV negative, but who are at risk for HIV, who are using PrEP. So we want to increase the number of folks who are using this incredible prevention tool that we have. So we now have a plan to get to zero HIV cases in Illinois by 2030. I think that's achievable. We're seeing HIV rates go down every year in the state by about 5%. So we're seeing some great progress. But I think, as my colleagues will probably talk about today, we're definitely seeing some populations that are not reaping the benefits of some of these great tools that we have. There's some access issues and there's some disparities that still exist, particularly among populations of color and others. So we definitely have some work to do. But generally, the trend is good in terms of bringing HIV rates down in Illinois.
Yeah, and I definitely want to get into those aspects of this conversation. But John Peller, let me ask you, can you talk about PrEP's role in the fight against HIV?
Yes. So PrEP plays a critical role in the fight against HIV. And it's one of the reasons it's so important is because it allows people to be able to enjoy the sex that they want to have without the fear of HIV. And it's about pleasure. That is such an important aspect of PrEP that we want to talk about and need to talk about more. And it's also about reducing anxiety and fear of becoming HIV positive. And we now have great options for PrEP. There's a generic form of the daily pill medication of Truvada that's probably about $40 a month as opposed to $1,800 a month for the branded drug. And there's also just out this January, a new injectable form of PrEP that's long acting. So it can be taken every other month. And so that's going to be a really great option when it's more widely available, although there are major concerns about the cost.
Sure, and we can get into that as well. But Jeffrey, let me ask you, how has the introduction of PrEP changed the fight against HIV?
It's really, as John said, I think it has really made some tremendous progress in our communities, especially, like John said, alleviating that fear that folks have that they may get HIV just from engaging in sex or other activities with their partners. And as I talked about earlier, it's made a tremendous impact on our HIV rate. So like I said, we're seeing probably about a 5% reduction every year in HIV cases in Illinois. We know that the end is in sight in terms of reaching zero cases in the state. We definitely have some work to do there, but it's pretty much a game changer. But again, I think the challenge there is it's not getting out to every population like it needs to be. When you look at HIV rates, particularly among young men who have sex with men, and particularly among young men who have sex with men of color, so African-American and Latinx folks, we're not seeing the same declines in HIV rates. So we need to do some work with those populations. But generally, PrEP is definitely one of our prevention tools in our toolbox that is a game changer.
All right, Dr. Patrick Sullivan, let me bring you to the conversation now. And let's start with the big picture. What has PrEP uptake been like in the years since it was first approved? Maybe start at the national level, and then we can focus back in on Illinois.
Sure. So PrEP use has been increasing steadily since it was introduced, growing by about 50% year over year, which is, for a new kind of intervention, is a good growth of PrEP, but we know that we're not where we need to be. So nationally in 2021, we had over 360,000 people on PrEP overall. And in Illinois, as you mentioned in the lead-in, is that about 18,000 of those PrEP users are in Illinois. The thing that we've been trying to look at is something that both John and Jeffrey have spoken to, which is whether those people who are starting to use PrEP and continuing to use PrEP, whether PrEP is really being used by the groups who are at most risk for HIV. So it's sort of a question of equity. What we'd like to see is that, you know, the use of PrEP is sort of in proportion to the risk of acquiring HIV in that community. And I love that you started the segment saying that in Illinois, about half of new HIV diagnoses in 2020 were among Black people, but only about 1 in 8 of the PrEP users is Black. And so that's some of the new data that we have, is really looking in more detail about what communities are not being served relative to their risk of HIV.
How does Illinois compare to other states in uptake of PrEP and those disparities you were talking about?
Sure. So the truth is that really all the states that we've looked at have these gaps, these inequities that are along the lines of what Jeffrey and John have talked about, meaning Black people, Hispanic people, women and younger people are sort of not being served by PrEP equitably. Illinois has those disparities, but maybe to a lesser extent than some states because of two things that Illinois has done. And even before we did this research, there was other research that's been done that shows that states that had Medicaid expansion or what are called state PrEPDAP programs, PrEP drug assistance programs, which Illinois has, that states that have one or both of those kinds of programs do better in terms of their level of PrEP coverage. And in fact, they do better in terms of their level of PrEP equity. So Illinois, you know, has these gaps and these inequities. They're not to as great an extent as some other states that haven't made choices like Medicaid expansion and PrEP debt programs.
All right, let me just take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about PrEP, the HIV preventative drug. It's been approved for about 10 years now, and we're talking about its uptake and its role in the fight against the HIV and AIDS pandemic, as well as some of the disparities in who is taking PrEP, who can access PrEP. We're talking about this with Dr. Patrick Sullivan, principal scientist with the AIDSView project, which looks at PrEP uptake across the country, Jeffrey Erdman, associate executive director of the Illinois Public Health Association, John Peller, president and CEO of AIDS Foundation Chicago, and Erica Cravens-Newingham, assistant chief of the Illinois Department of Public Health's HIV and AIDS section. And Eric, I want to ask you about these disparities. What does the Department of Public Health understand about why these disparities exist? Is it a question of access or funding? Talk about what you understand about what's driving these disparities.
Sure. You know, in looking at any kind of disparity, you have to look at, you know, kind of the background of the issue that you're looking at. And specifically in reference with HIV is that there's such an unbelievable stigma, specifically in the communities of color. And those communities, you know, we feel like that not only care services or testing services are down in those populations as well, but also adherence or initiation of any preventative medication or services. So,
and adherence, for listeners who may not, adherence is like, do they follow the regimen? Do they do the...
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, so we have, you know, we clearly can see those numbers both on a national level and on a state level. You know, some of the things that we're doing is obviously partnering with, you know, the gentleman on the phone, as well as other community providers of services for HIV and prevention of HIV. So those are some of the things that we're doing from the state health department standpoint with our community partners is working and looking at why those disparities are present. And not only just for the purposes of increased incidence, but also in those communities, but also the preventative measure and why are those not being beneficial to those groups of people. So those are the kind of things that we're looking at, again, collectively as a whole, providers and state and local health departments, to look at how we can come together to really make assessments about why those folks are not benefiting from those services, and what we can do as state, local, and providers to engage them, to put those services in the right places for the right people, without obviously, you know, excluding anyone else.
Sure, sure. We have to take a break in about 2 minutes, but John Peller, let me ask you to say more. Erica mentioned stigma there. Can you say more about that? And I mean, is this homophobia? Is that what we're talking about? Or what is that stigma like in 2022?
Yeah, Brian, the stigma of HIV is still incredibly strong and alive and well in America today. And we hear often that particularly young people are afraid to, you know, have that pill bottle of PrEP that has the name of an HIV medication on it at home, because they're concerned that their parents or their friend or roommate might look at it and say, why are you taking this? It you know, just taking PrEP is an acknowledgement that someone might be gay or bisexual, and particularly in the Black and Latinx community, they're really can be challenges around that. So when we of course work to help people who have those concerns with managing that, you know, for example, talking about, you know, hiding pills and hiding pill bottles, you can change the label. You can just put them into a pill dispenser. Talk about how you can answer any questions you might have from friends or family.
Yeah, and just briefly, I mean, I don't, hard to believe we still have to say this in 2022, and maybe we don't, but I mean, this is a disease anyone can get, right? Anyone can get HIV.
That's correct. Anyone can get HIV, but there are specific populations that are getting HIV at much higher rates.
Sure, sure.
And particularly Black and Latinx, gay and bisexual men are becoming HIV positive at rates that are far higher than their white counterparts today.
We're going to pause there for just a moment. We're listening back to a conversation first broadcast in August about HIV prevention and care in Illinois, and what the data is telling us about the uptake of the category of HIV prevention drugs known as PrEP. More to come after a short break. This is The 21st Show. Stay with us. It's The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Today we're revisiting a conversation we first broadcast back in August. It's about the anti-HIV medication called PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis. The idea is it can prevent you from even being infected with HIV. It's been 10 years since the FDA approved the first PrEP medication, and so we've been looking at uptake and disparities in the uptake. We heard from Dr. Patrick Sullivan of AIDSview, Jeffrey Erdman of the Illinois Public Health Association, John Peller of AIDS Foundation Chicago, and Erica Cravens Newingham of the Illinois Department of Public Health's HIV and AIDS section. As a reminder, since this segment is on tape, we're not taking calls. We'd still like to hear what you thought, though. Send an email to talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. Or leave us a voicemail anytime, day or night, 217-300-2121 is the number, 217-300-2121. So, Jeffrey, let me ask you more about the finances of this. You mentioned some of the prices. Maybe you can go through those again. And what do people do if they don't have, you know, $1,800 a month to spend on PrEP?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like John said earlier, the market value can be $1,800 a month. It actually can actually be even higher. We don't know what the costs yet are going to be for the injectable PrEP, which is an every other month injection, but they're likely to be pretty exorbitant. But the good news is, even though some of these market rate costs for PrEP are very, very high, PrEP is pretty much accessible to everyone in the state without charge, because a couple of years ago, the U.S. Preventive Task Force passed an A rating, or gave PrEP an A rating as a preventive health measure. And what that means essentially is that insurers have to cover not only the cost of the pill for PrEP without any cost sharing by the client, but also they have to cover the labs. And so the thing to know about PrEP is not only are you taking a daily pill, but you have to go quarterly for lab work. So we want to make sure that you're still not HIV positive. We want to make sure that you don't have any STIs. We want to make sure you have good liver functioning and kidney functioning and all these other things that go with sort of a PrEP prescription. So the great news is that now insurers have to cover PrEP, both the pill and the labs that go with it, without any cost sharing by the client. There are also some great programs that help folks if they're not covered by insurance. So the state of Illinois has something called the PrEP for Illinois program that will help clients that don't have insurance or don't have access to PrEP. It will cover PrEP for free, again, the pills, and also help them out with their lab work. And then Gilead, who is the maker of Truvada and Descovy, they also have some patient assistance programs. So essentially at this point, folks should not have to pay for PrEP, either the pill or the lab cost. I think, again, the challenge is just there are definitely access issues, and you talked about that earlier. So it's just making sure that folks have access to PrEP and access to the labs. But the cost issue should be addressed at this point in the epidemic.
Jeffrey, so you talked about access and cost. What about just awareness? Do the people who could benefit most from PrEP, are they aware that it's an option for them?
Yeah, that's another great question. And I would say that we have not done a great job of making everyone aware of who really could benefit from PrEP. I think we started out letting gay and bisexual men know that PrEP was a great option for them. But I don't think we've done such a great job with women. I don't think that we've done such a great job in minority communities, and my colleagues have addressed this. You know, there are definitely health disparity access issues, you know, going back to distrust of the healthcare system for people of color, all the way going back to the Tuskegee study and the syphilis issues that were in that study. So I think there's definitely some access issues, and I don't think we've marketed PrEP as well as we could have to all populations. So I often tell my the providers that I work with, have we done a good job making sure that everybody that's eligible for PrEP can see themselves in a PrEP ad, or can see that they're a good candidate for PrEP? And I don't think that we've done a great job with that.
Erica, can you talk about what, from a public health perspective, is being done to address that awareness gap, the stigma you mentioned earlier, that people know that this is there and know that what it does and that they can get it?
Sure. Actually, Illinois administrator for PrEP, her name is Michelle Ferguson, and she is the administrator for PrEP for Illinois, which is the what Jeffrey had alluded to, that's our free PrEP program. So we work with PrEP grantees. So we have a PrEP grant that is a separate grant. We currently have 14 PrEP sites that are PrEP clinics throughout the state. We are looking to add several more over this year. One of the things that we're also doing is looking at a statewide media marketing campaign in reference to PrEP specifically. Some of the things that we're doing in reference to that, like Jeffrey had said, you know, can your client see themselves in that PrEP advertisement? And that's one of the things that we are doing. We're actually in the middle of that currently. So we're working on getting those for larger areas where the epi is higher. And then again, making sure that those advertisements are giving a good cross reference of the people who should be represented. So that is what we're doing on the PrEP side as well. And we're also looking at a possible injectable pilot presentation at some of our PrEP sites, our current PrEP grantees.
So Patrick Sullivan of the AIDS View Project, I want to ask you, we talked earlier about some of the disparities and race being one of the big ones there. Are there others that you've looked at in the data? Like, I don't know, I wonder about people who are trans, for example, and their uptake of PrEP.
Yeah, that's a great question. And the sort of national data sources that we look at don't always fully reflect the sort of the levels of use and trans folk in the data. So I think that the data we have on that are more from smaller kinds of studies rather than national data. But we do see also the same finding among trans feminine people, that Black trans feminine people are sort of relatively underserved by PrEP. So I do think this cuts across. And then cisgender women as well at risk for HIV, that same sort of statistic that you talked about in Illinois, for Black people who live in Illinois, but among the new diagnoses in 2020, it was about 16% of new diagnoses were among women, but only about 6% of PrEP use. So I think that these issues of PrEP, not just for men or men who have sex with men, really cut across all the groups that we know are at risk for HIV, including women and trans feminine people.
Let me just take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about PrEP at 10 years and the broader picture of Illinois in the fight against HIV and AIDS with Dr. Patrick Sullivan, principal scientist with the AIDS View Project, Jeffrey Erdman, associate executive director of the Illinois Public Health Association, John Peller heads AIDS Foundation Chicago, and Erica Cravens Newingham is assistant chief of the HIV and AIDS section at the Illinois Department of Public Health. In the time we have remaining, let's talk about the broader picture. And John, maybe I can start with you. How does Illinois fit into the bigger picture of the national fight against HIV and AIDS?
So Illinois is in the top 10 of the number, or top 10 of states with new HIV cases and people living with HIV. I think we are in Illinois doing well, as Jeffrey said, in reducing new HIV cases. And part of the reason for that, as someone mentioned, was Medicaid expansion, which provides really critical access to health insurance coverage for low-income people. I think, though, there are a lot of opportunities that we're excited about. One of them, and this is something that California and about seven or eight other states have done, is allowing pharmacies and pharmacists to implement PrEP and to actually start people on PrEP. So we worked on legislation this year in Springfield, which the governor signed into law, sponsored by Representative Cassidy and Senator Sullivan, and we're very excited about getting that implemented, and folks will be able to walk into a local pharmacy and get started on PrEP and then connected to a primary care provider for follow-up and continued visits.
Patrick, what is there still to learn about HIV and AIDS and the state of the epidemic in Illinois and the United States more generally?
Sure. I think a lot of what the questions that we still have to answer have to do with access, exactly what you were talking about in your question. And so happy to hear that Illinois is taking that step to allow PrEP to be provided in pharmacies, because really you can show with statistical models and studies, but it also just makes sense that if you can find a place to get a health service that's nearby and convenient to you, that you're more likely to use the health services that would benefit you. And so I think we are at a place of implementation. You know, there are tools like preplocator.org, which is a website where you can go in and put in your zip code and sort of see where the closest places are. But I think that there are still legislative things to do in many states that don't yet have pharmacy PrEP programs. We haven't fully realized the benefit of telehealth PrEP, in which people can collect specimens and mail them in. And then I think that the issue that John raised before, I just want to sort of keep on the map, which is that it's about stigma, but it's really anti-HIV stigma. When someone says, I'm concerned about having a bottle of PrEP pills around because that medication can be used to treat HIV, and if someone sees it, they may think that I'm living with HIV. That's also an HIV kind of stigma. And I really appreciate the way you introduced this by saying it's a disease, it's an infection that anyone can get. It's also an infection that that can be managed. So I think that the success of PrEP and the success of destigmatizing HIV have to go hand in hand.
Well, we've got about 4 minutes left in our conversation. And I guess just to bring us full circle, I want to ask each of you where you see the fight against HIV going from here. And maybe, John, maybe I'll start with you there. Where does everything go? In preparing for this segment, I should say, I went back and I looked 10 years ago. I watched some of what Dr. Anthony Fauci had to say at the big global AIDS conference. And he was talking about, you know, he thinks an end could be in sight. That was 10 years ago. Where do we go from here today in 2022?
I think the future needs to be all about options and making sure that folks can get PrEP where they want it. We are advocating at the federal level for a new federal program that, for example, would make PrEP available for free in places like substance use treatment centers or needle exchanges in local health departments, in any place where people are who want PrEP to make it incredibly easy to get PrEP and stay on PrEP.
Erica Cravens-Newingham from the Illinois Department of Public Health, what about you? Where do you see the fight against HIV going from where we are today in 2022?
I think continued education to the communities. I think continued education to our providers. We are at the, obviously from the state level, we're very excited about the pharmacist bill that will come into play in January of 23. We feel like that's going to be another tool in our arsenal, but I think that the continued discussion with not only professionals who do this work every day, but also the people living with HIV every day, and those folks who are more at risk and are in higher risk categories, that we continue to push the education in and around PrEP, in and around living with HIV, and that Dr. Sullivan had said, it is a manageable disease, and taking some of the, I think education is going to be the way to break down those silos of stigma in those communities. And I am excited about the work that we're continuing to do in Illinois to serve the population that we are tasked with serving.
Dr. Sullivan, how about it? About a minute or so, where is the fight against HIV going from here?
I think the fight is options and access. And the one thing that I would sort of add from our discussion is that the great kinds of programs and initiatives that our colleagues in Illinois are talking about really share something in common, which is that it sort of makes things more accessible to the population generally. And I think what we have to look at is to make sure that when we roll out new programs, that they don't serve to widen inequities, that they don't serve to provide easy access, but just to the people with, you know, better transportation or better health insurance. And I think this has been discussed well. And then I think we also have to keep a long eye on, you know, where we would like to be. We have the tools we need right now to end the HIV epidemic, but we also, there's still ongoing research, for example, on HIV vaccines and other approaches. But we have the tools that we need now to end the epidemic. And the question is about options that work for people and access.
Jeffrey Erdman, you get the last word, maybe just a few sentences. We are almost out of time.
Yeah, I would just echo what Dr. Sullivan said. I think the future relies on access and access to all populations. And I also think just quickly, we have to address social determinants of health. Those are the living conditions that people live in and the issues that surround them, like poverty, access to transportation. So once we address those situations in people's environments that make them more likely to see a doctor and get on PrEP, that's going to help us, I think, solve the HIV crisis.
And that was our conversation on uptake of the anti-HIV medication PrEP on the 10th anniversary of its approval by the FDA. We spoke with Jeffrey Erdman of the Illinois Public Health Association, John Peller of AIDS Foundation Chicago, Dr. Patrick Sullivan of AIDSview, and Erica Cravens-Newingham of the Illinois Department of Public Health's HIV/AIDS section. As ever, we'd love to hear what you thought about our conversation. Send an email to talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. Or leave us a voicemail anytime, day or night, 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Coming up after the break, we explore the legend and folklore behind Bigfoot here in Illinois. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.